You are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're all having a fantastic summer. And if you're listening when it's not summer, hope your week was amazing. As promised, I will be sharing my half marathon experience in this brief podcast episode. Please excuse the sound quality as it was on a campsite in the great outdoors. I will share my arrival, the closing down of the night and excitement of the run, the bus ride too, and of course, the post run. I will have pictures posted of the run on my social media platforms in case you want to check it out. You can also Google Thunder Island and see the images of the location on the internet. It's absolutely beautiful. The most important thing I want to say before saying anything else is that I'm so grateful for my husband, Rem. He did not train like I did, and he ran the half marathon with me, mainly to make sure I was okay. He would speed up and take a video of me running. In any case, I know he did that for me, and I'm so appreciative. He is a treasure to me. I also want to thank my sister, San, who was there at the finish line to take pictures and cheer us on. And of course, my inner circle of family, my girly who filmed our last video for our Project 66 cohort. Shout out to Project 66. She goes, and I know really to be together with all of us. And my boy and his girlfriend who set up the camp almost single-handedly, they actually put up the tents and did pretty much everything. And we had a hammock up there, and I'll post a picture of it so you can see the campsite. We were on fire as a team. And with that, I want to say that in my Project Weight Loss, I came to realize that the events in my life and my circle of family and friends is what makes my life big, huge, what has helped me to unblock myself and shift, pivot to the new me, be the phoenix, so to speak, or be on fire. To me, living for the moment and in the moment is so much of what Project Weight Loss is all about. I hope you give yourself this shift of looking towards the events in your life and the people that people them as a gift that just keeps on giving. And you know, for me, it used to be the food. Everything revolved around the food, the restaurants, the meals, the desserts. And now it's where am I going and with whom? In 2018, I made a concerted effort that I would revolve my life around wellness, the hikes, the walks, my runs, and getting to know the people around me much better. So with that, I want to share my experience with the Bridge of the Gods run in Oregon. And a big shout out to the event director, Shad Sperry. This run to me is one of the best organized runs that I have participated in. Oh, and one last thing. I also want to add that music can be very uplifting. I love the song, This Girl is on Fire. I listened to some great songs during the run. So needless to say, I have, of course, a Bridge of the Gods playlist. It has Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Eye of the Tiger, Run the World, Keep Your Head Up, Good as Hell, and Dog Days Are Over, among many, many other songs. So much fun. So now to the run. Hi, everyone. So I'm coming to you from Thunder Island, actually, Bridge of the Gods, and it's a little bit windy out here. It's absolutely gorgeous. Right now, we just finished setting up camp, and you have all the campers coming onto the island, and it is just so much fun. It's a little windy, but it's so beautiful. It's slated to be 102 degrees tomorrow, so I don't know how the run's going to work with me getting over COVID and it being 102 degrees, but I will keep you posted. In the background, what you're hearing, hopefully you can hear it, is a train. So basically, to give you kind of an idea, is all the camping, the folks that are here camping are on the Thunder Island, and you can actually, I can see a steamboat coming this way right now. If you can picture a double-decker steamboat with red, white, and blue pretty much all over, it is absolutely gorgeous. It's actually moving towards the middle part of the island here in the water. And so the island is in between Cascade Locks, the town of Cascade Locks, which is
in the outskirts of Portland, Oregon. And on one side, you see the mountains, you see the water and the mountains. And it's about, I want to say maybe about 10 minutes out from Multnomah Falls. And then across the way, you can actually see the Bridge of the Gods, not too far off. We can't see it right now, but you can see the Bridge of the Gods if you walk a little bit out. And then on the other side, you have the dockings for the boats that go through. It's really just lovely. Lovely here. I don't know if you can hear the water, but you can hear the water from the river. So fast forward. I am coming to you. Now it's nighttime. I'm going to be coming in and out. And it is approximately 10 o'clock and the sun has set. You can barely see the silhouette of the sun setting on the mountainside. And we are on the island. Everyone's camps are pretty much wound down for the night. On the right, there are some pine trees at the end of the camp island. And on the left, there's some more trees. And there's just a bunch of wild berry bushes strewn across the campground. And you can see the peaceful shine almost really of the water outside the island. And like I said, you can see the silhouette of the mountainside. And it's a somewhat of a, almost like a periwinkle blue, gray blue, the sky. But it's definitely nighttime. It's time to go to bed. You hear the ducks sometimes in the background and the train, the probably an old Pacific Line rail train that's going through the Cascade. This area is called Cascade Locks. And so it goes through the parallel to the freeway. It's absolutely beautiful tonight. The water is very still. Anyway, I'm checking out. I'll check in tomorrow morning. Big excitement tomorrow with the start of the race. So it's race day, and we just got on a bus and got off a bus. There's basically a bus that takes you from the camp, which is on Thunder Island, and it takes you over to the start, which is, it starts at the actual Bridge of the Gods. And so there's a lot of people out here. There's about 1,700 folks out here. And really, there's two races that are happening. There's the 10K, which is a little over 6 miles, I think 6.1. And then there's the half marathon, the one I'm doing, which is 13.1, I think, as well. Anyway, it's packed with people today. I'm getting ready to go. So I finished the run. As I'm running through, at the end, you see the orange gates on both sides of, kind of like a fence, on both sides of the run. And you see the plastic big finish line. It says Bridge of the Gods Run. And in the far out end, you can see the actual Bridge of the Gods. Although I have to tell you, I didn't really see it when I'm running. When I was running, I just was sprinting to the end, trying to get there. And you see the flags and the people cheering you on to the finish line. It was absolutely amazing. And I really, really enjoyed it, really loved it. And of course, all the food, bunch of tents with the drinks and the food. And as you cross the finish line, so you're seeing the people to the right on the island. And as you cross the finish line, you actually see the people taking pictures with the medals, and they give you a bottle of water and they give you your finisher medal. And then over the mic, you hear your name being called out. Tina Perez from San Francisco Bay Area, and super awesome. Anyway, so you hear them and then you kind of like collapse because I'm so tired. My knee was hurting as of mile 9. And then after that, I saw my lovely sister. She was right there in the finish line taking pictures. Sand, always there for me. I just love her so much. And it was fantastic. And the smell, you can smell the hamburgers and the grilled chicken. And Thunder Island Brewery was doing some of the catering. And so they were out as well. So done, done and done. What a great day. What a great way to finish. Love you. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.